When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, Packer Ave, our Monday home. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Book for November or January and get a party upgrade. Visit ChickiesandPete's.com. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. That's the rumor. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which of these signings is the best free agent signing? Saquon, Zach Wheeler, or Bryce Harper? Saquon still in the lead at 50%. Bryce Harper at 34%. It is a good day to be Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia today. Mike in Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. I know we're all hot and bothered, so all good stuff. But Ike, I need your help on a couple things. It looks like we went through a half there without ever, you know, seeing a bootleg before. What's going on? You know, and we got a heavy dose coming up with Lamar and Goff, so, you know, clean it up, right? And then... Well, the other thing, when Puka takes a step or two off the line and immediately cuts across the middle, can a linebacker light him up within 5 yards? How's that work?
No, you can't do that anymore in today's game.
Okay. How about, yeah. Then, you know, let's talk about, I mean, I know this town loves AI, but, you know, I'm at AI3 with this early red zone offense. Just inept, you know, anemic, infuriating, inept early red zone, unacceptable. It, you know, no more going horizontal. I mean, you know, Moore's got to get us going vertical, even if it's from the 5, 8, 10-yard line. You know, this is getting unacceptable. We got to put up points early and then let the team, you know, eat.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder. We don't throw the ball a lot down there in the red zone. They rather run the ball down there. And we definitely don't throw the ball in the end zone down in the red zone very often.
No, it's usually one of those wide receiver screens or something like that.
No, well, we got Wilson,
But Mike, the difference is that that is it's a tough place to throw. I'm not excusing it. I'm saying that's a tough place to throw.
The windows are tighter.
The decisions need to be that the ball needs to get there more quickly because there's not all this field, right? So if he sees somebody open, the ball's got to be there, bang bang. Or there's even if there's blown coverage, there's somebody within a few yards of everybody down there. And I think they're just in the spot where they would rather not make a mistake and take their chances with running the ball and low risk plays down there than have him throw, have him make a mistake. And I don't know if I can blame them, you know?
If I do want to address using Saquon in the future, I would like to see something where he's, you know, maybe out of the slot, maybe in a passing game a little bit more as we get toward, you know, at least for a drive or two or three in the first quarter. And then, you know, punch. I know the formula and is going the way it is, you know, pound early, and then, you know, soften them up late. But, you know, at some point you have to possibly, you know, maybe put them in the slot with a small package, you know, Gainwell and Shipley in the back. Everybody, you know, you got five fast guys, and you could run a package with Saquon in the slot to take some of the pressure off him. I mean, I know he's not getting hit as much, but, you know, something different to give him a little blow here and there.
Yeah, you put him in the slot. What do you want him to do?
He's not going in the damn slot.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
All right, well, here's my Jackie baseball one. Jackie, is Trout good for 30 to 35 games a season over the next 3-4 years? Including playoffs only?
Listen, much like Saquon, you got to worry about, you know, not using him up too much. The good part about the people who don't want Trout is that the Angels keep signing players. They signed another player today, so it seems like they're going for it again.
Ah, going for what?
The nothing.
Yeah.
It's the biggest waste of time ever, being an Angel
and,
fan.
And don't forget, your hero decided to stay there.
Yeah.
Mike
Trout. Yeah.
He could have gone anywhere. He decided to stay with the LA Angels.
Let's just all agree that we have the best ensemble of offensive talent we've had in a long time, and hopefully the next 2 or 3, 4 years will be a couple SBs. So, big love out there, and let's forward onward upward, baby.
All right. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Take one for now.
Yeah, I take one.
By the way, speaking of taking, Nikki took the points last night down there in the red zone.
He did.
Smart man.
Now, was that about a vote of confidence in Jake Elliott to get him back on track?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is we don't need silly decisions down there.
No, I was actually surprised he didn't go for 2 when it was 12-7. I was like, wow.
Spike
would have gone for 2.
Yeah, I would have gone for 2. And by the way, Andy not going for the touchdown early in the game almost cost him yesterday. There was a time, I think it was 4th and 3.
Yeah.
Or early in the game. Yeah. He took the points, and it's 27, whatever it is. And I was like, they would have had 4 more points if they just would have went for the touchdown.
Or they would have got stopped and got no points.
Sure. But yeah, that is the eternal debate. What did you think of the game, Ike, that Jalen played yesterday?
Oh, I thought he played a solid game. Made some big throws. Missed some throws. He missed some. I'm not going to say he didn't miss some, but I thought he played a solid game where he commanded the offense. Didn't try to do too much. I didn't see any egregious plays. I thought he played a solid game last night. You know, when you get 2 drives where Saquon takes 70 yards up, there's not room for a lot of stats for other guys. Saquon basically ate the whole drive up in one play. So two of their possessions, they didn't get to do anything on it really, but get the ball to Saquon. I thought Jalen, he played okay last night. I can't remember anything that stood out to me.
No, the only one would have been the Goddard overthrow when it's wide open in the end zone, but it got called back anyway because they had 3 penalties in the red zone on that drive.
Yeah.
Was that right before the half?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. It was right in the on the right side of the end zone in the bottom right hand corner of the end zone. Goddard was wide open, and that when he overthrew him. I mean, he's gonna go ahead.
The only offensive plays I remember last night are Saquon's running plays.
Yeah.
And AJ Brown touchdown.
Yeah.
And Gainwell's touchdown. Other than that, I don't remember pretty much anything else offensively last night.
You know, the thing is with Jalen and what Tom just said about, we got to do these plays and those plays. Like, they're committed to this.
Yes.
And look, there's 2 things. There's really like 3 ways that this could go the rest of the year, assuming Saquon stays healthy. 1, they're able to ride this way of playing through the playoffs somehow. They get ahead, they get the right draw, and this kind of offense gets them through. 2, they're put in a position where Jalen is going to have to throw the ball a lot more in a game, and he'll either succeed or he'll fail doing it. He, this year, I give him credit. He's not turning the ball over. He's not making plays that give the team negative yardage too much. He is not a perfect quarterback. He's holding the ball too much. He does miss, he does miss wide receivers early in the play a lot. But they know who he is. They know what his pluses are and what his minuses are, and they're playing toward the team's strengths, and you can't blame them for doing that. And I could say from now to whenever, Jack can say from now to whenever, I wish Jalen could do this, I wish Jalen could do that, but like, that doesn't change who he is or what the situation is. So God bless them. They have put together an incredible offensive line and an incredible running back, and to their advantage, if a team decides that they are going to load up and stop Saquon, that plays into the one specific thing that Jalen does well from a passing standpoint. It is when AJ or Devontae are on the outside and they have man coverage and he trusts specifically AJ, he will get the ball to them in that case. And this is going to be the recipe, and they're either going to win or not win with this recipe. But constantly, like, I'm just in the place where, like, constantly whining that Jalen won't do this or Jalen won't do that, it doesn't change anything. He's the quarterback of this team. They are playing to his strengths. They are playing to the team's strengths, and this is what it is.
There you go.
Well, it is what it is.
What was that?
That is growth. That is growth.
Did you dump that?
No. The truth. Do I wish he could?
What was that?
No. Here's the truth, Jack. Do I wish? I see Matt Stafford make throws last night that were awesome. He made awesome throws, but that's what Matt Stafford does. It's not what Jalen. It just isn't. Now, maybe 3 years down, I don't know, maybe he will at some point. It's not what he does right now. It's not the team that they have right now. And no amount of wishing or complaining is going to make Jalen, it's not going to make Jalen Hurts not the quarterback, and it's not going to make him able to do it. So luckily, we have the assets on the team to get by doing this, and hopefully it works. And hopefully if he's put in a situation where he has to win a game, he does it. I hope so. You know.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
What?
I mean, the tone of that.
What?
The tone of that is not accepting.
What? Yes, it is. I am accepting.
It's reluctantly accepting.
But
it's reluctantly accepting. I felt the dagger on the Matthew Stafford compliments there, talking about Jalen.
Well, he threw a couple of balls that Jalen can't throw.
He didn't throw anything that Jalen can't throw.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, I didn't see it
last night. He threw a ridiculous pass.
With the Puka?
The Puka throw.
Yeah.
And then even the throw in the middle of the end zone that they ended up getting the interference call on.
Which was a terrible call.
But was still a dime. But whatever. Like,
Jalen
can throw dimes.
He can throw dimes.
Look, it just is what it is. I am happy that they are where they are, and I'm happy. I'm not going to spend, unless somebody tells me that he can do what I don't think he can do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to spend the rest of the year going, oh, I wish he could do this. Oh, I wish he could do that. You know what? Like, I wish.
I don't even know if you know what you wish he could do.
Yes, I do.
What?
I know what he wish he could do.
Well, I'm just saying.
But he can't. So it is what it is.
He makes throws. He makes throws from the pocket. He can make throws on the run. He can throw. He probably throws one of the best deep balls in the league. Yeah, I'm just saying. He doesn't have to have the strongest arm to do all those
things.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and worry about what he can't do. What he can do, and they have, to Howie's credit, to the organization's credit, they built a team. Now, I don't think they thought they were going to be running it 50 times a game, but they have built a team that can withstand that. I think the only difference, I think going into this year, if the Eagles knew what the offense was going to be, I think the only thing they would have done differently is made sure that they were thinking about it from a two-back perspective and not a one-back perspective, so they're not forced to give the ball to Saquon 30 times a game. That is the only difference. But this team can withstand the game that they're trying to play. So it is what it is. This is the way that they have to try to win.
I don't see it being any different than what the Detroit Lions do. Like, I don't see it being,
except they do it with two backs.
No, I mean from the quarterback standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jared Goff is a better passer than Jalen is, but it is what it is.
Obviously, they don't want him throwing the ball the way you would think an elite quarterback would throw the ball. If he has all these skills, then why are they limiting how much they want him to throw the ball?
I think the biggest difference is in the red zone. I think that's why Jared Goff will end up with so many more touchdown passes than Jalen will.
But Jalen may have as many total touchdowns.
Well,
Jared Goff doesn't run.
Total touchdowns.
Yeah, touchdowns.
Let's, as long as we take away the tush push.
No, we can't take away the tush push. It's what we do. It's what we do.
All right. We'll get to.
What do you want to say in there?
Look, here, we'll get to Jack. No, hold up. 1 second.
All right.
1 second. You'll get to hear Jack. Jack will infuriate you after I tell you that you got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. I tell you all the time, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is the place to get your brand new Hyundai. But now, as much as ever, it's holiday season. And they want to make sure everybody eats, so they got a seat for you. John Ashdale, the car czar, has a seat for you at Colonial Hyundai. It doesn't matter if you got credit issues. It doesn't matter if you think you owe too much in your current vehicle. They have over 200 brand-new Hyundais on the lot, and they want you to get one of them. get an Elantra, get an Ioniq, 0% financing, 60 months, and the car that you're trading in, I don't want you to worry about trade-in value, because Colonial is going to take that worry off your plate. They give more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every brand-new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Do not miss out. It's the best meal of the year at Colonial Hyundai. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, Jack, what were you going to say?
No, it just he was good yesterday. But I do like that everyone started to open their eyes as to this being Saquon's offense. And I like that the MVP conversation has shifted.
Well, nobody was ever talking about Jalen as the MVP.
Well...
Well, he hasn't played well enough to be talked about.
No, you can pick out.
He was up to, like, third in the odds.
Yeah, but...
Well, yeah.
He was fourth. But he was never going to win it.
At least I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially over the other quarterbacks. Here's what you got to do with Jalen. You got to just look at Jalen like he's Troy Aikman.
I was actually thinking about that yesterday with you.
Yeah.
I was like, I know how you felt about Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Well, I said Troy Aikman. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
But...
He did have a cannon.
No, he didn't have no damn cannon.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. And if he did have a cannon and never got fired, you look at some of Troy Aikman's stats.
Yeah, but
when he played.
But you can look at John Elway's stats the same way.
Mm-mm, no, I can't. John Elway never threw just 11 touchdowns in a season.
All right.
I'm telling you, if you look at him, you'll be shocked. But Troy Aikman was surrounded by great talent. He had a great offensive line.
Absolutely.
He had Michael Irvin. He had Alvin Harper. He had, what's the tight end I can't think of right now?
Jay Novacek.
Yep, Jason Witten. Jay Novacek. We're in the 90s.
And Daryl Johnson.
Yes.
You mentioned Daryl. He threw him the ball,
Moose
too.
Moose Johnson.
Yep.
And he had the all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
He had talent around.
He did.
And all he had to do was manage that talent. And that's how you can look at Jalen.
I agree.
Sure.
That's where I've gotten to. Now I'm gonna watch Troy Aikman highlights, and I'll get back to you if he had a strong arm or not.
He did have a strong arm.
I don't know. I trust Ike on this more than you.
Was it a strong arm compared to John Elway or Dan Marino's? Or was it a strong arm compared to Warren Moon's?
It was a strong arm.
It was none of their arms.
He had a strong arm.
Yeah, I'm not impressed early.
No.
You're not even impressed by Michael Jordan when you watch YouTube. So
dude,
I don't.
Because they sagged off Michael Jordan right. And he couldn't go left and he
all
couldn't
right.
shoot the three.
See, this is
oh my God.
Unbelievable. Kenny, the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Ben Simmons of the 90s.
Will you
hey guys.
Enough.
hey Ike, right now we're standing in front of the Rose Bowl. I'm looking around for your plaque. I don't see it.
Hold on. Where's Villanova's plaque?
We don't play football.
Yes, you do.
Don't tell Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
Or Howie Long.
Okay. No, we literally are in front of the Rose Bowl. I just think it's pretty cool. It just happened to get on the air right when we're sitting here, and it just made me think of those old Big Ten Pac-12 rivalries that are no more.
It made you want to point out that I didn't make the Rose Bowl.
No, I didn't. I was just kind of being funny, but I guess it didn't work. Not all my jokes are gems.
Yeah, well.
I can't be Jack.
No.
I got to tell you, we've had the greatest time out here in Los Angeles. What a great city. What a great stadium from an engineering standpoint, from a fan standpoint. They've been really nice to us. And obviously the Rams were nice to us by letting us kick their ass. I really think that was really nice of them.
Uh-huh.
And Saquon Barkley, I remember watching him at Penn State and wishing one day he could play for us. But I never in a million years thought I'd see what I've been seeing. This is just a whole another level of football that, you don't see this very often. The only other time in my life I was this amazed, I just happened to be in Wisconsin to see Melvin Gordon rush for 400 yards against Nebraska on one random Saturday afternoon. And I thought I'd never see something like that again. And then I saw Barkley yesterday. So just grateful we have him.
Yep. Yeah, man. And
thank you for the call.
You have a player playing this well and you think about what the possibilities are, like endless. You almost want to put him in bubble wrap every week, right? So you're like, man, we got to make sure we get to the postseason with this dude healthy, playing
yes.
the way that he is.
Yep.
And I hate to even bring it up.
I just don't even know what they can do.
No, is it? No, we you know? Need him. He's the
yeah.
offense.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Like you need him. He's the offense. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Not to mention the fact we look forward to seeing this dude every week.
Yeah, and I don't think.
No, I do.
we can all be worried. You know, I was talking last week about next year, even talking about later this year to see where he is. But I don't think they have. I still think they could probably ease off him a little bit. The only hope, and you were saying this, and I'm resigned to this now. The only hope is they blow out the Giants, blow out Dallas, and get him rest.
Yeah, get him rest.
Carolina, we have Carolina still on the schedule, right?
Here's the only problem with that, Spike. I got an MVP to win.
Yes.
I need to have 2K. We need to have 2,000 rushing yards.
Then get it in that. Have your guy, Jalen, get the friggin' offense going in the first half so maybe we could have 20 points at half.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, we had 13 points at half yesterday. I was like, this is luxurious. Where did all these points at halftime come from?
We were 2 for 5 in the red zone.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
The red zone's still.
There's still a little bit of an issue.
Unless they're on the 1 yard line. I don't really trust the red zone offense.
No, no. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP.
I like Fritz, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
What up, Terrence?
Hey, guys, we got a screen pass yesterday. We got a screen
pass.
Man, we saw it, man.
Yeah, start the parade.
Jalen can do it. Nah, man. Saquon Barkley, he's out here making, Fritz, you said it earlier, he's making Hurts look good. He's making Sirianni look good. And most of, this is probably the all-time great free agent signing. Looks like it'll be in history if we go all the way and win the Super Bowl. But we got to give Sirianni some praise, too, man. This team has won 7 straight games. Since he had that Britney Spears moment, this team, I think he unlocked something in this team, man. And this team is balling out. The Rams scored on 2 bogus interference penalties.
Yep.
They really couldn't have them, really. They scored that one on garbage time with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
But this team is flowing on all cylinders right now. And I feel like right now we have the firepower to contend with the Lions. I feel like you guys are saying, Jalen Hurts is the X factor, and he has been playing mistake-free football. If we can keep this up, man, the sky's the limit for the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And Saquon Barkley, this guy is on sensei mode right now. You might as well call him Saquon Sensei Barkley. This guy is doing Mr. Miyagi moves out there. He can't be stopped right now, man. And right now, he's a front runner for the MVP. So, all hell, Barkley, let's go!
I'm with you, babe. I really do need the Eagles to lean into this MVP thing.
Well, they have to now.
Yeah.
They have to
now. Coming off a nationally televised game, and every damn national analyst today is saying the guy's either the front runner for MVP or he's in the damn conversation.
Dude, the NFL's Twitter account changed their bio to "This is Saquon's world. We're just living in it."
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to lean into it.
Yeah, gotta lean into it.
Yeah, and I think they will toward the end of the year. That would be my guess, is that now maybe they don't want to distract it. And I don't see other teams campaigning yet for MVPs or anything. But
no, because the stinking quarterbacks, they get campaigned for them freely by everybody else.
Well, I can't even express how big this Baltimore game is.
It is.
For this, for the MVP, for the Eagles, it's a big game. But I think even bigger, honestly. For the Saquon MVP case,
gotta have it.
This Sunday is the game.
It's him versus Derrick Henry Sunday.
And two straight national TV games. And everybody's coming into this game. Difference between the Rams game and the Ravens game is now in the Ravens game, the entire national media is coming into game thinking about the MVP and Saquon Barkley, which they were not. The Rams game was the primer for how important the Baltimore game is.
Yeah.
And last thing, I got made fun of a lot because of how much I wanted Embiid to get the MVP.
Yeah.
Obviously, ultimately, winning a Super Bowl is the goal. It is the thing that means more than anything. But an MVP is meaningful. It is a victory, I believe, especially in football, and especially for Saquon. It would be it's an award for Saquon, but it is also an award for the team. It's an award for the offensive linemen. It's an award for the wide receivers who are such threats on the outside that it makes, would I rather have the Super Bowl than an MVP? Absolutely. But an MVP for Saquon is meaningful, and I think we should care about it. He is a player who has come here, give his all. He went to a rival. He's been absolutely awesome, and him getting recognized for that, I think, means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an MVP guy. I campaigned when Carson was there.
Yep.
22. We campaigned all year for Jalen. to be the MVP. Would have been the MVP had he not missed those last two games of the season. After getting hurt in Chicago, I think he would have been the MVP and went on to Patrick Mahomes at that point. And for this one, you know, after 11 weeks, I feel like that's where Saquon is at. Still got six games to go, so still got a lot of work to do. But my goodness, boy, has this been a special year as far as him individually. Man, what a year for a guy that was basically cast away for Daniel Jones.
So funny.
My goodness.
And now the Giants are mad at how they treated Daniel Jones, the players. After being mad that they didn't pay Saquon, now right. They're mad at how they treated Daniel Jones. Not going well in New York. Not going well. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to a guy. I know Donovan finished second in MVP voting once. Was it twice?
Yep. 2000.
He lost to a running back.
Marshall.
Yeah, lost to Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
So we will talk to Donovan next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.